In divided Ivory Coast, music blares from a popular and market-filled area of Abidjan known as Inshallah, which means God willing. What is known locally as a fumoir was recently demolished near these stalls by angry residents. A fumoir is a place where drugs like cocaine, amphetamines, morphine, and heroin are sold and consumed. One of the residents who took part in the vigilante action says he had seen police exchanging money and drugs with local dealers. United Nations Special Representative to the region, Ahmed Ould Abdallah, says the dealers could have had ties with cartels from outside West Africa.
For the last few months, we are aware of a massive traffic in hardcore drugs, probably from Latin America.
Abdallah believes drug trafficking is the biggest threat of instability in a region still recovering from civil wars and poorly organized elections.
It comes to some states who are so fragile that despite their good faith and their willingness to do something, they just cannot. They don't have the capacity. Some of their institutions are no doubt corrupt, but we cannot blame them for the incapacity.
One well-known transit point is Guinea-Bissau, where drugs flown in and out by small planes are warehoused on its many scattered islands and coastal inlets. Boats are also used. About 2 years ago, after a ship sunk, local fishermen said they had scooped up packages of white powder that were floating in the ocean. They say they used the packages as food seasoning or fertilizer. Recently seized cocaine with a street value of more than $30 million, or about 10% of Guinea-Bissau's gross domestic product, disappeared from government offices. A government official says he believes police destroyed the seized drugs, but says he did not see it for himself. Another UN official says police may well have destroyed white cement instead of the drugs. Abdallah says it is difficult to pinpoint how much drug money is being made in West Africa, by whom, and for what purposes.
The money related to drug trafficking is so important that it may serve as a cover for any legitimate or illegitimate activities. And our concern is the region is so vast.
He points to Burkina Faso, Mauritania, and Niger as other trafficking hubs. He says most of the drugs transit to Europe, where strong euro and more cocaine use is fueling the trade. But getting drugs across borders can be a complicated process, even in Africa. Last month in Mauritania, authorities seized more than 600 kilograms of cocaine they said had been flown from Venezuela through Brazil to the economic capital, Nouadhibou. Investigators say helicopter pilots were waiting to take the drugs from a villa to Morocco before moving it on to Spain. The son of a former head of state, a political party leader, and a top businessman are suspected in this case. A spokesman for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, Rusty Payne, says there is evidence criminal gangs in Latin America are working closely with criminals in many West African countries.
These criminal organizations are establishing ties with African criminal organizations in places like Ghana, Nigeria, Senegal, and Togo. And what they're doing is they're taking advantage of less developed governments in those countries where they have a chance to more effectively smuggle drugs to Europe.
Payne says European criminal networks are also involved in West Africa.
It's also becoming a key command and control platform for Spanish and Italian drug trafficking organizations. They use the islands of Cape Verde to Ghana, Nigeria, Guinea, Senegal, and Togo in the western part of the continent. And these organizations use the coast to ship cocaine, you know, with sailboats and fishing vessels and things like that to Europe.
An official from the Ivory Coast-based Center for Regional Training in the Fight Against Drugs, Jean-Claude Coffey, says so-called human mules, who carry drugs sometimes inside their own bodies, are also used in West Africa.
Les trafiquants sont, de façon générale, ingénieux.
He says traffickers are ingenious and change methods quickly. He says drug mules can be women and young children. A Congolese woman with 108 cocaine capsules inside her body recently died in Benin after one of the capsules exploded. European and Lebanese criminals are known to transport drugs in their private cars. Kofi says all kinds of drugs transit through the region. He says these are also coming from and going to Asia. American drug agent Payne warns the drug problem could be debilitating to West Africa if local governments do not get proper tools and assistance to fight back.
To these countries that are developing, nothing could be more damaging. Drug trafficking is a huge international problem. It involves global solutions. And at the same time, you know, countries that have to deal with this, that are trying to develop and establish a rule of law, they don't need this. This does nothing but hinder them, and it presents probably the greatest threat.
Government officials from throughout the region have been pleading for help at recent conferences, saying their countries are becoming victimized by the drug trade through no initial fault of their own. They fear competing drug gangs will slowly extend their influence throughout the government, the army, and police, threatening to turn West African countries into violent narco states. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.